Discourse on Factions, the Chains of Oppression by Gary Hunt, Outpost of Freedom. Episode 4, Factions in Conflict with the Principal Faction, continued. Women's Rights Advocates. Abigail Adams, wife of John Adams, is probably the best-known advocate of women's rights. However, as much as she discussed the subject in correspondence with her husband, he never did advocate such a change in the legal relationship of women within that society. Over the years, the nation evolved, not turning against the founding principles, rather in a social or societal form, with Wyoming being the first state to enact women's suffrage laws. Rights of ownership of land and or inheritance were becoming common. The barriers were falling, as well as advancing women in the society without intervention by the federal government. Finally, in 1920, with the ratification of the 19th Amendment, the federal government intervened in an area that was reserved by the Constitution to the states. As with the 15th Amendment, race suffrage, the right of the states to determine who could vote in elections, both state and national, as protected by the Constitution, was now being assumed by the federal government. Not that it was a bad move, rather that it was the abrogation of the right of the states to make such a decision that was so appalling. It was just 7 years earlier that the right of the states to be represented by senators chosen of their respective legislatures in Congress was removed by the 17th Amendment. That was, effectively, the end of states' rights. As contrary to the original construction of the Constitution as this was, it also opened a means of the presumption of federal authority in manipulating society to the will of the powers in Washington, D.C., and those who influence such social change. Over time, unconstitutional legislation has resulted in the reduction of the male to a subordinate position in our society, where lawsuits and intimidation work in only one direction, to the detriment and at the expense of one half of the society. Our society, which was based upon rewards for performance, was converted to one where rewards were mandated by quotas with little regard to ability and performance. This denies to the society the making of the choices that were assured and protected by the Constitution. The advocacy of federal intervention, as opposed to the normal evolution of these norms in our culture, is in conflict with the Constitution and its principles, and is inconsistent with the principal faction. Christian militia. Militia, the right to collective self-defense, is embodied in the Second Amendment and has been part of our heritage and culture since the Magna Carta. Since 1215, the right has existed, and since that time, the militia have always been subordinate to civil authority and have been geographic in their composition. From the shires of England to the counties, townships, villages, and plantations of the 1700s, participation in the militia was a right and was a duty. The only exception were exclusions for certain people because of vocation, and those that were inimical to the cause of American liberty, also known as Tories. To exclude people who did not claim to be of Christian faith is contrary to the Constitution and the principles upon which it was founded. Christian militia are inconsistent with the principal faction. Islamic groups. Islam is not just a religion. Islam, in its current manifestation, is a social and political system as well. It is a social system that includes a number of practices that are considered abhorrent by our culture. Its social and judicial system manifests extreme punishments for what our culture might perceive to be minor transgressions or no crime at all. Though 200 years ago, Mohammed men simply practiced as a religion and were accepted as a religion by the framers, their character has changed to be anything but just a religion. We can look to Europe and see the consequences of the intrusion of Islam into a society. Eventually, the demand for change or legal reform to comply with their social political system takes many forms, including physical abuse against people that oppose them and the obstruction of roadways so that they can hold collective prayer absent a facility for such service. Exercising their form of justice, including capital punishment, contrary to the host country's laws, and often exempt from prosecution for crimes that would otherwise result in incarceration or even worse. Much like the illegal immigrants, members of the Islamic faith come here with a total disregard of our laws, our culture, and our society. They come with the intention of forcing change by intimidation, by their numbers, or any means that suits them. Their presence in this country, under the present manifestation, is contrary to the Constitution and its principles, and contrary to the principal faction. The Congress. Congress, especially after their vote for the debt ceiling increase, has demonstrated that they are a faction unto themselves without regard for the Constitution or the will of the people. The Congress acts in conflict with the principal faction of this country. The executive branch. The executive branch, tasked with enforcing the laws of the land, has continued to ignore existing laws regarding immigration, and when forced into enforcing such laws, does so with a leniency that is more encouraging to the violation of the immigration laws than deterring them. The executive branch has declared that Tea Party members, constitutionalists, gun rights or Second Amendment advocates, combat veterans, and others who fall well within the principal faction are terrorists. The executive branch of government is in conflict with the principal faction of this country. The U.S. government. The government, quote, erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and to eat out their substance, close quote, to lie, steal, and even murder members of the principal faction, and has done so with impunity from prosecution. That quote, by the way, is from the Declaration of Independence. The administrative branches of government are in conflict with the Constitution and its principles and the principal faction. They are acting as a fourth branch of government not recognized by the Constitution. State governments. State governments, with rare exception, do not defy federal intrusions against the principal faction and often participate in the enforcement of unconstitutional policies and laws, receiving compensation from the federal government for the submission to its assumed and unconstitutional authority. The state governments are acting in conflict with the Constitution and its principles and the principal faction. Of course, within each of these factions are members who are adherents to the principal faction and the Constitution, though they may be facilitating that faction in opposition to the principal faction. Rather than suffering guilt by association, they would be well advised to understand that adherence to the principal faction and assimilation is imperative.